Who knows what may come next?
And it's with great pleasure we welcome in actor, singer, writer, fragrancer,
frolicky pansexual sex symbol from the new millennium.
He has been described as that once before, actually. Alan Cumming, welcome back to Australia.
Thank
and
you.
Welcome into Triple J. Thanks for dropping by.
Now, good morning.
You're no stranger to Australia. You've been here a couple of times. But you've been brought here for the Mardi Gras? Is that why you're here?
Yes, I love that I've been brought here.
you've been
shackled, put on a ship.
I'm here as part of the Mardi Gras festival. I am doing a show at the Opera House called I Bought a Blue Car Today. It's sort of like a cabaret, I suppose. It's me telling hilarious stories and singing songs. And it's all sort of based around the fact that I recently became an American citizen.
Yeah, why did you do that?
Because I wanted to be able to take part in the political process. And the only thing you can't do when you have a green card is vote.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, it came through a bit late for you, didn't it?
Yeah, I blew it. I don't know.
This must have been depressing for you because obviously you are being such a big Republican and a McCain supporter. You could have swayed the vote.
I was furious. Absolutely furious. No, I blew it because it was really because of Obama starting to become a candidate that kind of I thought, yeah, this time I'm really gonna, you know, I want to be a part of this. So since 9/11 as well, the immigration process is a little more arduous even if you have a green card. So I only got sworn in 3 days after Obama won, so. Actually, you know, it was really lovely to be sworn in that environment, in that kind of atmosphere. It was really lovely.
And did you have to prove that you could speak English?
Yeah, that's what the title of the show is about. You have to write, you have to say, you have to read something, and then you have to write something down. And the thing that I wrote down was, I bought a blue car today, which I thought was, oh, isn't that sweet? And then I thought, no, it's about consumerism, it's about gas guzzling.
It's perfect.
It's got both the economy and the energy crisis in one sentence.
And makes you a perfect American.
Exactly. It is. It's perfect. So that's why I called my show It. And then also in the show, I'm telling, you know, I've been living in America for 10 years and so... it's just sort of some things that happened to me in songs and blah, blah.
Well, people have seen you, I guess, on screen in a lot of different roles. I guess possibly one of the biggest roles was playing an evildoer in Bond.
Yes,
in indeed. GoldenEye. But can I just ask you about, you're here for the Mardi Gras ostensibly, but you actually came a long time ago, didn't you? You were here back in 89, was it?
Yeah, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I first performed at the Sydney Opera House in the Festival of Sydney. I used to do this stand-up comedy thing called Victor and Barry. And we were at the Edinburgh Festival and we won something, went to London with it, and then we were asked to bring it to the Sydney Festival. So I came 20 years ago.
So have you been back in between?
Yeah. A couple of times. I came last time 5 years ago to make a movie here.
What was that?
Son of the Mask.
Ah, right.
This is the one
with the dog.
The dog. Yeah. The Roman dog. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the one that I think Duels was actually following. Yes, last year. I think it was in. Was it? Did it only get released last year, or is it?
No, it's been around for
a couple of
years.
Is there? Two, 3 years ago.
Time flies in Mask. In Mask.
Oh, it's in Mask Land. Maybe came out of deep. I don't know. It was so funny. You know, I saw. I was just before it came out. I went to where was that country? Kuala Lumpur's in
Malaysia.
And I saw it on a bootleg version of it on a stall in Malaysia before it came out.
Was it one of those ones where you can see the person getting up in front of you because it's been shot inside the cinema? You can see the
before it was released.
I wouldn't buy it, of course. No, I don't know how they got. I mean, how would they see it in a screening? I just thought it was really crazy.
Well, it knows it's obviously got legs if it's getting.
I was like, oh, it's obviously going to be a hit. How wrong can you be?
We've got Alan Cumming in this morning here on Triple J. We're going to take a little listen to some music and come back and have a bit more of a chat to the man.
On Triple J, Alan Cumming is with us, who is here for the Mardi Gras, but also you would know him from being Boris in GoldenEye, and also playing the Pierce Cuthbertson Smythe in Spice World, which I love because you got to say when you weaseled your way into a venue, you and your mate, tonight's the night when two become one.
That was my lay. I was so happy.
It was brilliant. But obviously, you know, you've explained yourself a little bit to us today. But I think the best way for you to explain yourself, who you really are, is in fragrance form.
Cumming is sexy, smoky, manly, dark, creamy.
This is so unfair.
Because at the end of the day, it's your essence that matters. I'm coming.
essence of coming certainly conjures up some romantic moments.
What's life like with a last name like Cumming?
Well, it's obviously full of
double entendre.
And so with this fragrance thing, I wanted to do it. Like, the whole thing is kind of like a piss take of, oh, can you say that?
Yeah.
Of, all those fragrance ads and the whole notion, and also the whole thing of me having my fragrance, and it's called Cumming, and the body lotion is called Cumming All Over, was supposed to be, I love the fact that it makes people question what celebrity endorsement is all about.
Did you have any buyers? Was anybody coming forthright?
People have bought it. Yes. There are people who, but sometimes people, when it first came out, people thought it was like a joke, and then like this Sephora. Do you have Sephora in Australia? It's a big shop. Mm. They're a big massive chain of like makeup and fragrance. They bought like a ton of it. We were like, oh, whoops. They didn't. They just thought little weird people would buy it, and suddenly they bought it, and that was that kind of helped raise the profile.
So what does Eau de Cumming smell like?
Eau de Cumming is, I actually have it on today, but it smells sort of like, it's different on everyone, first of all. And it's got a leathery nose to it at the start, and then it kind of settles down, and it's got bergamot. It's got lots of smoky things. Like I said,
leathery and smoky, hey? Yeah, and so like, what, 4 o'clock in the morning? So
when you spray it on, my whole thing is you spray it on and it's a bit sort of like, hello. And you feel kind of sexy, and then it sits on you and you feel, so you feel confident. Makes you feel confident and sexy, and then it just kind of like blends in with your body and gives you.
How does one go about choosing a tang for one's own fragrance?
Well, you know, there's a man, there's a perfumier man who, but you have all the little bottles, all the different ingredients out in front of you, which look like, I don't know if I can say this.
Go on, yeah.
Like, you know, poppers.
Yeah, yeah. So ammonitrate.
Ammonitrate. I'm good. Yeah. I'm glad. Yes. The bottles that all the little smells come in are like the same kind of bottles that you get poppers in. So I would, he would say, oh, try all these different things, and he was making notes and saying, and I took a sniff in the same way as you would a sniff of poppers. And the guy
which
was like
sticking it directly under your nose and inhaling deeply.
With your other finger on your other nostril.
Not exactly the way you're supposed to smell perfume.
No, you're supposed to just take it and wave it in front of both nostrils to get a good even, sniff. And so I did a couple. He was looking at me and goes, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, just... And he said, that's not poppers, Alan. You don't have to do that.
It's difficult. You're the same at wine tastings, though, as well. You know,
just knock it back. Yeah. Well, the other thing when I was doing that with the smelling thing was that sometimes you smell so many things, your nose gets sore and tired and you can't really smell properly. So they have this thing where they have a little jar of coffee granules in it, and it's because coffee clears your palate or something.
It's like a sorbet for the nose.
Exactly. So he said, oh, my nose is sore. And he went, oh, just snort some of that coffee. And so he was not paying attention, writing things down. And I was kind of like putting the granules onto my wrist and was about to actually, inhale real granules. And he's like, no.
Not a New York nightclub.
Just sniff it. Just sniff it from the jar.
But a successful perfumier experience nonetheless.
It's been, it's been fun. I like the mileage it's had.
So what are we going to see you in next on the big screen? Have you got anything that we should...
I think the next thing you'll see, I just did a film of The Tempest, of Shakespeare's Tempest,
right,
with Helen Mirren playing was normally a man, Prospero, but she plays Prospera. So a lot of people, actually. We did, and Russell Brand, isn't it? And I think that's coming out later this year.
So Russell Brand stayed in that movie. He didn't get chucked off.
No, he might. Well, actually, it was during all the hoo-ha about the Andrew Sachs
the
thing
telephone
that
call.
He was with us. So it was pretty, he was in a bit of a state about that. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's pretty intense to have the entire wrath of a country.
But this is a gentleman who brought his crack dealer to meet Kylie Minogue at the BBC studios once.
Really?
So
he says.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to.
There's a story.
That,
yeah. Alan Cumming, thank you so much for dropping into Triple J. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you. Cheers. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.